Good morning. We learned some bays, and we were talking about making mixtures like egg salad, potato salad with mayonnaise. The question sometimes comes up: a person already has made egg salad or potato salad or tuna fish. He wants to add more ingredients in. Is there such a concept of ein lisha chalisha? That once lisha has been done, it's not considered lisha to add more. So the Bir Halacha discusses this question in Simishin Chaf Aleph. He does bring such a concept of called ein lisha chalisha. However, he qualifies that and he says that in a situation where there is going to be some yipui, some benefit in the second act of lisha, that it comes out better than the first step, that's considered lisha, and there's no din of ein lisha chalisha. So number one, even if we have this rule of ein lisha chalisha, if it comes out better than it was before, the mixture has been enhanced in some way, the rules of ein lisha chalisha do not apply. Furthermore, if a person adds more salad, the salad which is added had never been part of a mixture before. So you can't argue ein lisha chalisha for that which is being added. It's going to be a problem. So in a case where the mixture already is thick and you put the new salad on top, it does not absorb in. This is this idea we're mentioning in regards to mayonnaise. The first stage, nothing happens. And then the second stage, when one does it with a shinui of a crisscross motion, it's going to be mutter to do that. If, however, it's thin enough that it'll start mixing immediately, even before one starts to stir it, then one has to be careful to change the order and to put the doing the opposite fashion one normally does it. That's based on the idea of Blila Raka. There might be something in the middle where it's not a Blila Raka, it doesn't have the heter Blila Raka. On the other hand, there is some amount of mixing which takes place immediately, and this heter using a thick binder like mayonnaise doesn't apply. And that would be an issue. The example where that applies is when you talk about very small pieces. So when you have large pieces, they stay distinct, and could be there's no concept of leash at all. But you have very, very fine particles. The person would be adding tuna fish into a mixture. If he breaks it up into very, very fine flakes and adds it in, they start to connect into the mixture by themselves immediately. And that would be a problem. It's still thick enough that the heter of the raka doesn't apply. Changing the order is not sufficient. But they're not so thick that there's no binding taking place until the second stage. Adding a liquid to the mixture, let's do the opposite. So a person already has the mixture, a person wants to add in more liquid. A person made their egg salad for Shabbos morning with eggs and with using oil. He wants to add in some more oil. Can one do so? So in general, adding oil, adding liquid, does the opposite of lisha. It takes the mixture which is connected and thins it out. So that's going to be the opposite of the act of lisha, and that's going to be mutter. However, in a case where the mixture is very dry and the liquid is necessary to add it to make a good balance of the mixture, so over here, a lisha process is taking place. One is adding the liquid, it's joining with the salad to create a usable item, as opposed to the first scenario which we just gave, where all the liquid is doing is thinning it out. The opposite of lisha is taking place in this situation, where it's too dry. Adding the liquid allows it to come to the consistency that you want it to be. That would be considered a situation of lush, and one would have to address the issues of lush to do it in a crisscross fashion, etc. Okay, so adding a liquid to a liquid or a semi-solid to a semi-solid, so a person has yogurt, and it's not very hard yogurt, it's thin yogurt, like a Leban type of a thing, and they want to add jelly into it and stir it in. So there's no real salad there. It ends up with just two liquids coming together. So that would not be a problem of Lush. Bez Hashem, next year we'll go back to the Chayotim in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.